Hi, Walter. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was following up regarding your account and the past due payment, but I also saw you texted us that you had surgery. How is it coming along? Are you recovering well?
I am.
Oh, that's so
they
good. I'm glad.
They fixed me the first part anyway. Girl, I was almost paralyzed.
Oh, my goodness.
I had three discs that freaking broke.
Really?
Yeah, the emergency surgery. I couldn't move my fingers, my arms, and I couldn't walk.
Wow.
Yeah. The emergency surgery. The surgeon came. He was on vacation.
Yeah.
He left the Bahamas and came that same day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. You don't hear that very often. That's amazing.
No, you got to have really good insurance.
Yeah, good for you. That's good. But you know what? He must have been the best of the best if you're feeling better and you
exactly.
can walk now. What about the paralyzation in your hands and stuff? Is it okay?
Everything's back. I got it all back. Yeah, I mean, I'm weak as fuck. I'm speaking French.
Yeah, but hey, you must be so overjoyed that you have your movement back, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I got one more surgery to do. It's on the 9th.
Okay.
To replace my hip.
Oh, my goodness. You've been through the ringer then, huh?
Yeah, I worked hard and played hard practically all my life. So, you know, it is what it is. I wouldn't change a thing. All the kids, I got four. Well, I got five, but the little one's only 7. But the four, they all went to Notre Dame and graduated and sparsed all over the United States and doing freaking well. So I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Life is good if you just look at it and accept what destiny is, you know?
Yeah, hip replacements are so common these days, too. They're doing them all the time, so I'm sure that's going to be, like, much easier for you than your spine surgery, right?
Oh, yeah.
Surgery is fun, but that one will probably be a walk in the park compared to to the other one.
Yeah, I mean, I've been walking around for 3 years in excruciating pain, thinking it was just of what I do. And come to find out, my whole hip is gone.
Wow.
I can't even be walking.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so. Well, I was just following up regarding your account, and I know you had relayed canceling it before, but I don't want you to miss out on your website, too, which is wewillconcretellc.com. They were telling me that they're going to cancel the site today. So if you wanted to, I could put the account on hold and allow you to just keep the website. That's $49 a month. And then after you recover from the hip replacement, if you want to reinstate the rest of the services, you could call us at that time and we could go back to the package that you have now.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't have access to my account and I don't even know if any of the checks have been deposited, because when I went, it was like an emergency.
Yeah, I bet.
I turned everything over to my daughter, who I really haven't talked to about the business end of it. Everybody's just been worried about if I was going to be able to walk
again. Well, she's a good daughter. I always say behind a good man, there's a good lady, and it sounds like she's taking good care of your business in the meantime, you know. What I could do is get an override just to help you out and put you into corporate hosting, which is $29 a month. And my objective in doing that is you don't know what's going on with the account or if any money's been deposited. But we could, once I get this overridden, try to process the $29 on the card and see if that would work. Because we do have a MasterCard on file ending in 4798. I'm not supposed to do that, Walter. That's typically reserved for companies that have over 100 locations with us. That's how they get the $29 rate. But I'll definitely get it override and see if we could get that to work. Okay?
Okay, so can you call me back and let me call my daughter and see what that card number you have that isn't a good number?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's...
I put down all my cards because of my employees had their... let them use my cards. So...
Oh, I
when
see.
Everything happened, I shut them down so they won't fucking go berserk or, you know, I couldn't take a chance. Even though they're good men and lady, I couldn't take a chance on them getting squirmish or whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. So you want me to call you back and when? How long?
Can you give me a couple hours at least to get a hold of her?
That's no problem. So I'll call you in a couple of hours, and we'll just pick up where we're leaving off, okay?
Yeah, because she's working from Manhattan, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she lives in Manhattan, and everything's got to go through that chain of many miles. But as soon as I get a hold of her, and usually she won't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Because she's one of them youngsters that only text. And, but she'll call me back as soon as she sees my number pop up.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So she's aware that you have the Local Splash account and you have that website with us, right? Or is this going to be kind of new to her?
She should be aware of everything. I can't lie and say she does, but.
Okay. Well, the only reason I ask is I can send you a link to the website just so that if she has any questions, you can show it to her. Because she might be like, huh, what's it for? And, you know, not understand. So I'll send that to you on your email and on your text message.
Because you're right. She is saying, what the hell are you doing with this?
And she might think that it's some new thing that someone's trying to sign you up for, but this is an existing website that you've had for a long time with us. So I'll send that to you. I already sent it on your text message, but I'll also send it in an email. That way, if it's easier for you to forward it to your daughter through the email, you can do it, okay?
Well, she has my email. That's what she's taking care of all that.
Oh, so she'll see this. It's 509-1961,
yep.
WalterPYoung@gmail.com, right?
Yep, yep. Perfect. All you got to do is send that email. And kind of put a footnote on there that what you're going to do with the 29 thing.
Yep, yep.
If you would. And she may just call me back in a couple hours, but she may just call you.
Okay, yeah, my direct line is on the bottom of this email, but I'll send it out to her, and then you can talk to your daughter in the meantime, and then in a couple of hours, we'll decide what the next move is, okay?
Okay, I wish you'd have called me, because I've had a lot of calls, but not you.
Oh, okay.
I wish you would have called me and kept contact before, because everything went so fast, and I could have had her directly in. With you.
Yeah, and you know, I called a couple of different times, but it said phone cuts off, cannot leave voicemail, and then it says cannot leave voicemail, phone cuts off. So I don't know what was going on, but I called you on December 12th. Yeah,
she
but...
take calls, so she let the voicemails all pile up.
That's what it was. Yeah. You know what? I don't blame her. She probably was buried, you know, doing
overwhelmed
everything.
And if I was going to be okay, and the last thing on her mind was the damn business, quote unquote.
Yes. Well, I will definitely call you in 2 hours, and then moving forward, my extension is 777. So anytime you call us, if you put in that 777, it rings directly to my desk, okay?
But you never answer, so I've done that a couple of times.
Oh, I do. The only time I don't answer, Walter, is if I'm on the other line or if I'm in a meeting.
Okay.
But I will call you back just like your daughter does. If I see I missed a call from you, I'll call you back for sure, okay? But in this case, you don't have to worry about it because I'll call you in 2 hours, okay?
Okay, darling.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon. Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.